Well, my friends, that was a wonderful dinner. It was a pity we had to eat it so quickly. I'm not going to forget this inn at Chantilly.
Hurry up, Porthos. We've got to leave again.
Just give me time to taste this fine burgundy here. Then I'll be with you.
Would you do me the honor of joining me to drink a toast to the cardinal?
Sir, I'm one of the king's musketeers. We will drink to the king's health.
Oh, fie on it, sir. The king is just a puppet. The real king is the cardinal.
You filthy drunkard, that's a lie. You'll pay for it.
A lie, did you say? It's the truth and you know it. Out with your sword.
You've been stupid, Porthos, but you can't get out of it now. Kill your man and then catch up with us.
It won't take me long. Go.
Athos, Aramis, to your horses.
Right in the middle of the road.
Scoundrels, they're splashing us with mud. Are you mad, you fellows?
Sir, if you find our work is a nuisance to you, why don't you go by another road?
Stupid fools, you'll pay for your insolence.
Man your muskets! Fire!
Look up! I've been hit in the shoulder.
It's an ambush! Let's get away as quickly as we can.
Someday or another, I'll get my own back on the cardinal. But you're pale, Aramis. What's wrong?
My wound's hurting. A lot. Go on without me. I'm in no danger here, and my servant will look after me. Go on.
Goodbye, Aramis.
Goodbye, and may God be with you.
My horse is worn out. I don't think he can go any further.
We're nearly at Amiens. Oh, here's an inn. Let's stop here for a while. Grimaud, take our horses to the stable.
Yes, sir.
Innkeeper!
Here I am, sir.
Give us two of your best rooms.
I've only two rooms left, one at each end of the inn.
It wouldn't be prudent for us to separate.
You're right. Have two mattresses brought down and we'll sleep in the main room downstairs.
You won't be at all comfortable, sir.
That's our business.
But I assure you, you will be most uncomfortable.
That's enough. Leave us alone.
Very well, sir.
I think as a precaution, Grimaud had better sleep on the stable floor to look after the horses.
That's a good idea. Planchet, you lie in the doorway and wake us up if you hear anything suspicious.
What's all that noise? Blanche! Blanche! Go and see what it's about.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
It's 4 o'clock. Oh, time we were up.
We'll reach Calais today if the Cardinal's henchmen give us half a chance.
Let's not be too sure of that.
Sir! The stable boys have just given Grimaud a terrible beating. Mm. He's stretched out on the courtyard and his skull's been split open.
Ah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Cardinal has had something to do with that.
Let's hurry and get away before somebody tries to pick a quarrel with us. I'll go and look to the horses while you pay the innkeeper.
Innkeeper!
Here I am, sir.
Here are 2 crowns for our night's lodging.
Thank you, sir. I say, these coins aren't good.
They aren't good? What do you mean? If you say that again, I'll cut your ears off.
Guards! Guards!
What's wrong?
Forgers! Just look at those coins.
I had been told that there were forgers in the district. Give me your sword, sir. I arrest you in the name of the king.
D'Artagnan! I've been taken! Get away as quickly as you can!
To horse, Planchet! There's not a minute to waste!
must have walked a good 5 miles since those horses dropped from exhaustion.
5 miles or 50 miles, what does it matter? We've got to Calais, haven't we? Oh. We'll have to get the captain of this ship to take us to England. But wait a minute. There's a man over there with his servant. They've already gone up to the captain. A plague on it. It looks as though they want to do exactly the same as we do. Let's try and listen to what they say.
Can you take me to England straight away?
No boat can leave the port without the Cardinal's permission.
I've got the Cardinal's permission.
Have you had it stamped and signed by the Governor of the port?
No, I haven't.
Well, get it stamped and signed, and then I'll take you to England.
Where can I find the Governor of the port?
Well, he lives about a mile outside of town, just on the other side of the wood.
Oh. Oh, come on, Louvain. We'll go there now.
Planchet, let's follow them. This is a very fine wood, isn't it, sir?
I'm not very interested in the wood, sir. Please make way. I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry myself, and I wanted to ask you to make way for me.
That's impossible. I've travelled 200 miles in 44 hours, and I've got to be in London tomorrow at midday.
I travelled the same distance in 40 hours, and I've got to be in London tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
I'm very sorry, sir, but I arrived first, and I'm going to get there first.
I'm very sorry, sir, but I arrived second, and I'm going to get there first.
I'm in the service of the King.
And I'm in my own service.
Are you trying to pick a quarrel with me?
Please be kind enough to make no mistake about that.
What is it you want?
I want your travel permit, since I haven't got one myself.
Oh, you're joking.
I never joke.
Oh, I split your head open. Louvain, give me my pistols.
Planchet, look after the servant. I'll look after the master.
You leave it to me, sir. I'll deal with the servant, all right?
Right.
Oh,
my God. Are you D'Artagnan? The man I was told to get to London before.
Yes, I am D'Artagnan. And you're going to pay me for all my friends who fell into the Cardinal's ambushes.
You are never going to arrive in London. I'm going to kill you.
Are you ready? Just try to parry this. There's one for Porthos, one for Aramis, and one for Athos, and the last one's for me. May the devil take your soul. Now, where's the official paper? Oh, here it is. Planchet. How did you get on with the servant?
He's there, all right, sir. All nicely gagged and bound, as harmless as a baby in his cradle.
Your Grace. I am the bearer of a message from Her Majesty the Queen of France.
Has something happened to her? Give it to me. My lord, in the name of heaven, hand over the diamonds I gave you to Monsieur D'Artagnan. My honor is at stake. Anne of Austria. What does this mean, sir?
The Cardinal knows that the Queen gave you the diamonds, Your Grace, and he is anxious to ruin the Queen. He so arranged it that the Queen will have to appear at an official ball wearing the diamonds.
I see. Well, we can beat the Cardinal at his own game. Here's the casket where her diamonds are kept. The Queen gave me the jewels. The Queen takes them back from me again. May God's will be done. Heavens!
What is wrong, Your Grace?
There were 12 stones originally, and now there are 10.
Have they been stolen from you?
They must have been. That must be the Cardinal's doing. Look, you can see where 2 of the stones have been cut away.
Do you suspect anyone, Your Grace?
Wait a moment. Yes. The only time I wore these jewels was at the King's ball, and that was a week ago. Her ladyship, the Countess of Winter, took the opportunity of coming near me. I haven't seen her since then. She must have been one of the Cardinal's spies.
What are you going to do, my lord?
I'm going to try the impossible. Patrick?
Your Grace.
Tell O'Reilly, my goldsmith, to come here at once.
Very well, Your Grace.
Now, when is the ball to be held of which you told me?
Next Monday.
Oh, in other words, we have 5 days. Come in.
Your Grace?
You see these diamonds? How much is each of them worth?
Oh, about 1,500 guineas, Your Grace.
And how long will it take you to cut 2 exactly the same?
A week, Your Grace.
I'll pay you 3,000 guineas each, but I've got to have 2 exactly the same tomorrow or the day after.
Oh, you'll have them all right, Your Grace.
As we have done everything that is humanly possible, Monsieur D'Artagnan. Now we'll have to wait to see what heaven's will is.
Thank you.
They say that this ball is going to be one of the finest that has ever been seen at the town hall.
Yes, I heard that the great hall was to be lit with 200 torches and that there were to be 40 violins in the band.
It's a special ball given in honor of the Queen. The king has given word that no expense is to be spared.
All the women of the court have been preparing their dresses since the news of the ball was announced about a fortnight ago.
Look, here comes the Duke of Soissons.
Ah, yes.
There's the Duke of Longueville. I'm sure the king won't be long in coming himself.
Surely not.
Ah, yes, there he is.
Ah, yes, yes.
Long live the king.
Long
live. Do you think the king is unwell?
Unwell?
Oh, he looks rather sick and worried.
Yes.
Oh, I suppose he's worried about state business.
Aha, here comes the queen. Long live the queen.
How sad she is as well.
Look, the cardinal's talking to his majesty. The king has become even paler. Aha, he's going up to the queen. He's going to speak to her.
Madame, why aren't you wearing the diamonds I gave you?
I was frightened that they might get stolen or lost in this crowd.
It was wrong of you to be afraid of that, madame. You know very well what pleasure it would give me to see you wearing them.
I can have them sent for immediately.
Do so, madame. Let the dancing begin.
Your Majesty?
Ah, there you are, my dear Cardinal.
Would Your Majesty be kind enough to accept this casket?
Why are you giving me this casket, Cardinal?
If the Queen should have her diamonds, and I doubt very much whether she will, you can ask her to count them, Your Majesty. If there should only be 10, you can ask her who stole the other 2, which are in this casket.
I should like very much to know who stole them, Cardinal. I thank you, madame, for agreeing to do what I asked. But I think that some of your jewels are missing. I have them here for you.
Your Majesty, you have already given me 12 superb diamonds. Do you want to give me 2 more?
But aren't 2 of your diamonds missing?
Count them yourself, Your Majesty. I think you will find that they're all there.
You are right. There are 12. Cardinal?
Your Majesty?
What does this mean?
Let me explain, Your Majesty. I was anxious to present 2 jewels myself to Her Majesty. I hadn't the courage to give them directly myself, so I chose this way of giving them.
I thank you for your kindness, Your Eminence. These 2 diamonds by themselves must have cost more than the 12 others His Majesty gave me. By the way, Your Eminence...
Madame?
I have been told that a man in whom you are very interested arrived in Paris last night.
Who are you talking about, Your Majesty?
Oh, dear me, I seem to have forgotten his name. Wait a moment, I'll try to remember it. Oh, yes, of course. I remember now. D'Artagnan.